Ooh, the atmosphere is charged this morning. Can you feel it? People are sitting in the backs, in the corners. There's a TV there. There's a couple of people sitting watching. Come on, I just love that. It's the gathering of the people. Getting together because we know Jesus this morning. Ooh, we're silent for someone there. For people that are charged up, we are silent. We're still looking forward to the sandwiches. We want to eat, brother. Don't let anything distract you this morning from what Jesus has in store for you. Don't allow light switching off and I don't know what's happening with the systems and the mic may not be sounding too good, but I'm going to tell you that Jesus is here. The enemy wants to rob us of the glory that's going to shine this morning. Oh, that's better. We have some people up in this place. We've got some people that know Jesus up in this place. So I have had a week. Monday, Tuesday, I work day shift. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and tonight, I am night shift. I don't know what's holding you back this morning from being in the presence of God, but work is not going to hold me. Work is never going to hold us. We're going to keep standing. We're going to keep going, because when the call of God is upon your life, we will not allow the marketplace to rob us. We will not allow the enemy to stop us this morning, because we are going to be fighting. We are going to be standing because of who he is this morning. Jesus. Woo! I don't know about this atmosphere, but God is speaking today. The highlight today is compassion, people. I don't know what you're feeling this morning, but we're talking about a Jesus that is absolutely selfless. He doesn't feel anything for himself. He only feels for you this morning. Imagine you were created because he loves you. You're sitting here, you're not feeling loved. Like there's no compassion over your life this morning. I'm going to tell you today that there's a lot of compassion this morning. Jesus loves you so much. This is a Sunday school story. I was raised in the church, and I don't know about you, but we were a little small. Today it's called kids ministry. I was raised in a Sunday school. We started at 8 in the morning, and these were some of the stories that we used to listen to. I'm just so thrilled by this. It takes me back to my Sunday school teachers and our background and the foundation that my parents instilled inside of me. That's the same foundation that you are instilling into your children this morning. And I want to commend you this morning, because these stories are what are going to shape your children for the future. The feeding of the 5,000, the story of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Man, it's a story of the compassion of Jesus, his divine power, and the authority that Jesus has this morning. So our reading this morning, if you don't mind reading with me.
Oh Lord.
The reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 14, 13 to 21. So when Jesus had heard what happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed, he saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them. Repeat after me. He had compassion on them. One more time. Ooh, Lord, these people are hungry. And they healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them to me," Jesus says. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Oh, Jesus is always satisfying. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Now I want to speak about the compassion of Jesus this morning. I love how that starts. Now that Jesus, now you must remember, you see how that started. It started like when Jesus heard what had happened. You see what happened there? John the Baptist was beheaded by Herod. That was Jesus' cousin, by the way. He felt sorrow. He was going to a place. He wanted to be alone. He wanted to mourn. He could have done so many things. Think about yourself when you find yourself in the position of maybe you've lost something. Or maybe it's time. You know, we're so passionate about our time. And someone knocks on the door. It's like, oh my gosh. You know? But what Jesus did, he healed the sick immediately. You see, Jesus, his heart, he's so selfless. No matter what he's feeling, no matter what he's going through. John the Baptist was a powerful man of God in the Bible. But no matter what Jesus felt, he had compassion over the people. We were created with passion. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, we were created for purpose this morning. With compassion. We are loved with compassion. We are healed with compassion. We are provided with passion this morning. That's how much Jesus loves you. You see, with Jesus, he not only wanted to heal the sick. You see, the word, God loves us so much, he wants to have a spiritual aspect of life, right? But he also wants your body to be well. So he wants to heal you and he wants to feed you this morning. You see, the body and the spirit, they work hand in hand. If you're too spiritual without food, you'll start to diminish. Is that the word? You start to get hungry. You start to yearn for food rather than him. But what happens? The spirit and the body become one. I love how Jesus says, bring it to me. Oh, the 5 loaves, bring it to me this morning. The compassion of Jesus was not just a feeling. It was action. There was an action behind it. There's a word that Craig spoke about last week, splachnizomai. Ha! I learned how to say it. Ha! I played some YouTube. I said, how do you pronounce this word that Craig spoke? The one guy said, splachnizomai. No, that didn't sound cool. But when that guy said, splach, not that G, that splachnizomai, I was like, that's the word. It's a gut-wrenching compassion. You know that feeling? It's almost like an hunger, compassion that he has for us this morning. You see, we're going through some stuff this morning. We're going through a lot of things. But don't allow the enemy to say that God does not have compassion over you. He feels every single thing that you're going through this morning. Gut-wrenching compassion. I'm going to move to his divine power this morning, because that's what it was. The miracle was divine. So what did the disciples say? I love the disciples. The disciples are like you and I. Come on, these guys, oh man, they give me joy. They give me hope, because we're continuously failing. You know, we're not perfect, but God is working on us all the time. Even in those disciples, they always worked on. Every time, everything they did, they kept getting work. They kept doubting what Jesus was going to do. But you're walking with Jesus. They saw large crowds. Can you imagine going to Jesus and say, oh, this is what I have. Did you see? Did you see how many people are here? Limited resources. They only saw the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Don't allow yourself to have tunnel vision. God wants to multiply what you have. Sometimes we can be a bit doubtful. It's so true. Because they walked to Jesus. They saw miracles. They heard his voice. Every single day they walked with him. Yet still, they doubted. When you look at the next chapter, in chapter 15, it's 14, so it's moved to 15, right? Jesus fed the 4,000. And when he fed the 4,000, disciples responded like this, where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed such a great crowd? Guys, you just fed the 5,000. This is only 4,000 now. But you see, the disciples, they kept on getting worked on. I also believe a bit of this. I'm going to sneak it in there. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. Because Jesus at that time had not died yet. And that's when we inherited the Spirit of God. You see, the disciples never had that, I believe. I still think they were walking at, hey, this might be the Messiah. He might be the Messiah, but we're going to follow him. We love his miracles. But we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. Oh, we're not going to doubt this morning what we're going through. We know that even what we're going through with purpose, and we're going to face it. And then in chapter 16, it's the same thing. There was a story about the leaven and the Pharisees. Jesus said, don't take what the Pharisees are giving you. The disciples blew it completely out of proportion. We don't have any bread, they said. And Jesus kept reminding you, wait, I got to read this reminder. I think I got until 11 o'clock. Oh, come on. We've got plenty of time here. So it's chapter 16. Oh, Lord, you know we're going to find something. Oh, Jesus, please, man. Oh, Lord, you're not going to help me this morning, eh? Trust me, he's helping me. He says, you of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Listen to Jesus. Do you still not understand? Do you remember? He says, do you remember the 5 loaves and 5,000? How many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000? And how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it that you don't understand? Even in their doubt, leave that. They still did not lose their calling. They were disciples. They were going to take the gospel to the world. You see, even in our doubt, God is working on us. Don't ever doubt that. But don't allow the enemy to stop you from doing the work of what Jesus has for you. Because those disciples, even though they kept making mistake after mistake after mistake, they still were called. This morning where you sit, you are called this morning. I mentioned earlier that I'm in the marketplace. Don't allow that to stop you this morning. There are a few of us that can run a church like Dawn and Craig. And our admin team in Ryan and Jess. Few can be chosen for that. But don't allow that to take it away from what you have. In that marketplace, you are working. In that marketplace, you are standing. You are an example where you walk, where you step. You are changing atmospheres wherever you go. You do not need to have a lovely position in the church for God to move inside of you. You will never lose your calling. You will never lose your purpose because that's who God is this morning. Am I on the right sheet? Yep. So what the disciples didn't know, they didn't know the limitless power of God this morning. That God had a plan, the power of God and the plan that Jesus had, and that was to feed the multitudes. You see, they didn't know, they said, how are we going to feed? But Jesus had already had a plan that he was going to feed the people this morning. I love what Dawn said this morning when she started here. What is it that you have in your hand? I was working night shift and I had to go to the opposite section to go and print out my preach. And as I'm walking, imagine as I'm walking, you know, you're thinking about the preach, thinking about God has on your life. There's so many things that you're going through. But this, what came to me as I was about to open the door to go and print my preach. And I hadn't typed it out because Jess was shouting at me on Friday. Jesus can't multiply something that hasn't been offered. Oh my goodness. I'm telling you, and when I held the door and I felt that, I stood still. I said, Lord, I'm going to repeat that because some of you don't have the ears. Jesus can't multiply something that's not been offered this morning. Number one, offer yourselves as a sacrifice of praise this morning. Offer yourselves to him. Your body, your life, everything you do, offer to him this morning. Whatever you have in your hand, they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed the 5,000. Scholars say it was between 10 and 20,000 if you add the woman and the children. Hey, those back in the day, you must know, children were getting made rapid. There's no TVs and Netflix. You know, so you can imagine, I think it can go even beyond 20,000. How many children those guys must have had each? Lines, like my father, six children, six. sorry, Dad. God wants to multiply anything that you want to offer Him. Don't keep your finances in your pocket. He won't be able to use it. You got to let it go. Don't lose your calling because you don't want to let go. With Jesus' compassion, I know I've been there, but I feel that some people have still not let go of the hurt that they have faced in the past. There's some things that you have went through as a child. Some things have been done to you. Maybe you've even been labeled this morning by what you've been through. Jesus has so much of compassion this morning. I want to tell you this. Let go of that that's holding you back. That same Jesus that we serve this morning is sitting right inside of us. That means I have the compassion of Jesus, by the way. I pray this morning that whatever or whoever has hurt you, that you will have compassion on them so that you can move forward. There's a holding back. There's a holding back here because of just that one moment you got to let go. The enemy is using that to stop you. It's like that movement. Every time you're thinking about it, it's that movement. You're not getting it right. But trust me, we are going to get it right together. We will pray with each other. We will be with each other. And we will have compassion on our enemies this morning. Don't allow that to stop you this morning. It's amazing that we're talking about multiplying of food and we're having a picnic today. You know, there's even some people that didn't even know what to bring this morning. I can guarantee you. Because we go through things together. We didn't even have a sandwich or two to bring this morning. I'm going to tell you that God is going to multiply this to right here as we sit. God will multiply because someone has something for you. Don't worry about your situation. Don't look at me standing here as a finished product. I am not a finished product this morning. Don't be embarrassed by your trial as well. Because that's the enemy also again trying to rob you of your trial. Because you're going through a trial. When someone offers you something, don't say no. Take it open-handedly. Take it. We've been raised to bless this morning. Even if you're standing here or sitting here rather, and you're feeling bad that as soon as this meeting goes, I'm going home. I urge you, don't go home this morning. You can take what's mine. I don't need it. We keep allowing the enemy to, because we want to be embarrassed about what we're going through. Because we don't have what so-and-so has. This morning we are combined meeting because we are in this together. We're not combined because it's so good to be combined. We combine because we are together. We are intertwined in the kingdom. Craig spoke about that rope. That's what we are together. We are bound together because of Jesus on the cross. He took those stripes for you and I this morning. Yeah. Sorry. Hey, Craig is so good at instructions. Eh? He's really good. He told me I must hold back on my gangster this morning. Because, you know, my background is a bit hectic, you know. But let me tell you something. During Tides and Offering, did you hear how gangster that song was playing? Did you not? I wanted to start like, I'm like, oh, what song is... Oh, Craig said, don't be gangster. I said, okay. I love you, Craig. Thank you for trusting me, bro. I know I didn't meet with you this week. I had a long week. I worked every single day. But, oh... You see now, you're taking me back to my roots. This is what it's about, people. It's about people getting together from different walks of life, You don't have to worry about where you came from, whether you're from where you grew up with me and went to it, whether you grew up on the bluff. It doesn't matter where you grew up from. It's the collaboration of Jesus that we're worried about here. Let's start collaborating with Jesus today and stop collaborating with the people that I don't want to even hear about who God is. When you keep collaborating together with Jesus, something good must happen. When you collaborate out of the will of God, it's a guarantee something bad will happen. It's a guarantee. Let's bind together. Don't allow our backgrounds. 11 o'clock, almost there. I'm going to talk about his authority this morning. The authority of Jesus this morning. And Jesus, when he commands, he does it with such love. He never beats it out of you. He commands with love and joy, peace, kindness. He commands his disciples to feed and trust the process. At the same time, they had to develop a trust also for Jesus as well, because he needed to show them, I am the Messiah. I need to do these miracles to show them, hey, I am the Messiah. That's the authority that Jesus commands. I think of my dad. His authority. He would hold you up when he's hitting you, and he'll speak a sentence. You never did that to me. I'm like, why couldn't he shorten it? He could have just said, you naughty. Two shots. You naughty. But Dad, you have raised us so well, your boys. Even though the thing is with Jesus is, even though my father, I'm not calling him Jesus, right? But my father, when he did that, he disciplined us with love. Because once we were disciplined, he would still come and love us after. And we, as his children, we never lost his love. We never lost love for him as well when he disciplined us. Because even so, I went back to him and said, hey, how's it, Dad? How are you doing? We start living our life. Isn't that good? Isn't that how Jesus is this morning? Because Jesus will take us through rough roads. Yes, we're going to go through some. We'll walk a bit shabby here and there. But I know Jesus has a plan for you this morning. His authority over the natural world. He multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 10 to 20,000 people. Only the divine can do that. You see, Jesus, there's nothing impossible with Jesus this morning. You got to realize that. Imagine how many rocks were standing all over that place, wherever they were sitting. Jesus could have said, okay, there's so many people here, there's no food. Let me take those rocks. I'll turn them into bread and I'll give them. But no, God does not operate like that. God doesn't have magic tricks. We cannot rub him every time we need something or want something. Jesus uses what you have in your hand this morning. And he used those 5 loaves and 2 fish this morning. And his leadership, you cannot compare. Imagine commanding 20,000 people, sit down. They all sit. They listened to the voice of God. They obeyed the voice of God when Jesus spoke. When Jesus spoke and he broke, everyone was listening. This morning, open your ears and listen for the voice of God. He is speaking to you this morning. Even if it's just one, he is speaking to you this morning. Jesus does not speak in a boom, in a lightning bolt. Something must happen. The atmosphere must change. There must be stars shining brighter than usual. No ways. Jesus, in the gentleman nature that he has, he whispers to you gently, everywhere you go, I am with you. I will never let you go this morning. We get to see his abundant provision. His abundant provision, that whatever they had in 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed them all. And not only that, there were leftovers. Come on. This morning there's going to be leftovers in the picnic, and I'm coming to get you. You better share with me. I'll share with you, okay? Oh, man. I'm just so excited this morning. This morning we can trust that Jesus Christ will not only provide, but he will provide abundantly and he will provide exceedingly this morning. Don't doubt that this morning. And just a side note as well. Everything Jesus did, there was strategy to it. You see, what we only see in this story is the feeding, the healing, and the feeding, right? We saw that clearly. But imagine this. I saw it from a completely different view. I said, where we see provision for food for the hungry, God sees the movement of the gospel. Why am I saying that this morning? You see, 20,000 people that day saw a miracle. That 20,000 is going to take that miracle into their marketplace. That 20,000 people is going to take that miracle to their friends. They're going to say, hey, there was a man. His name was Jesus. He took the bread. He took the fish. He broke it. He looked up to the heavens and it just kept breaking. Imagine that. Can you picture that? The bread just kept breaking and going to each family just kept breaking. Because Jesus used a miracle not only for the hunger and for the healing, but he used it to evangelize the gospel this morning. You see, everything that you're doing this morning in the marketplace, that you're doing in your homes, when you're visiting friends, you are evangelizing. You are speaking Christ wherever you put your foot this morning. Because of the way that you carry yourself, there's something different about this guy. The way this person speaks, ooh, there's something different about this lady. That's how we evangelize this morning. God used a simple but such a powerful miracle. I believe one of the most powerful miracles in the Bible, while Jesus was alive, in fact. We evangelize even every single day of our lives. Hey, I'm good for time, Craig. In conclusion this morning, this is truly one of the greatest miracles ever. The power and the ability to feed so many with just 5 loaves of fish. We see the compassion of Jesus this morning. We see his love that overflows into so many people. Today, that same love is in work right now. He wants to multiply what you have in your hand this morning. Not only that, he wants you to have compassion over your loved ones, over your past hurt. And I love this quote by C.S. Lewis this morning. It says, miracles do not in fact break the laws of nature. Rather, they're a demonstration of God's divine miracle working nature and love for us. Every miracle is a signpost and reminder that the God of the universe has all power, authority, and compassion this morning. This morning, may we walk in compassion this morning. And not only that, let's turn that into an action. Don't look at someone and say, ah, shame. The next time you see them, let's provide for them. Jesus could have healed him and said, I've done enough. I've done enough. Take your healing. But he cared for their stomachs as well. You see, Jesus wants to take care of every single thing in your life this morning because he has compassion over you. You were created with compassion this morning. I pray this morning that you will walk in it. Whatever you need to say to someone or that someone that hurt you, I want you to go to that person. I tell you something, that breaks barriers like you cannot believe. When you just can say, I forgive you or I am sorry this morning. I pray this morning that you will be blessed. I did not finish at 11 o'clock because I know there's some preparations that need to happen. But I know that God is preparing your heart this morning. And the compassion of Jesus is settling inside of it. I just need you to do one thing for me. Exercise it. It's there. Exercise that compassion this morning. I pray that you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sorry, you guys. Why don't you pray for us, Grant? Why don't we stand together, friends? Can we get the band up, please? If we sort of maybe end on that, you're worthy of it all. Maybe a nice one to end on, and just to give him glory. But let me, you know, one of the things about faith is that, as Grant was saying, that faith is responsive. In that it's a verb, essentially. It's an action. Of course, you were saved by grace through faith and believing, and that is the Christianity, I guess, in its essence. It's believing, is by faith. But also there's an outward action oftentimes to what we believe. Amen? And so, Grant, why don't you pray? Now, Grant's saying, let's step out, let's do these things. Why don't we do this step out now by perhaps just... you know, maybe raising our hands or doing something as he prays for us. So if you are saying, hey, Lord, whatever Grant is speaking about this morning, some of the revelation I've heard, some of the stuff, Father, I want to walk in greater degrees of that. I want to step what he carries, Lord. I want to carry that. If whatever it is that you've called me to, Lord, I want to step into greater degrees of what that is. Let it start this morning, God. You know how we start? By putting our hands up so the preacher can pray for us. Amen. And sometimes just putting your hand up is a step of faith, of action. Look, some guys' hands up already, and we haven't asked put your hands up yet. Because you're going, actually, I want that, Craig. And sometimes that is the first step, is actually just to raise my hands. If my child wants to be picked up, what do? They come and they put their hands up. Amen. That is the first step. So, Grant, why don't you pray for us, and we're going to trust God for some powerful stuff.
Heavenly Father, you are already at work right now. God has already gone before you this morning. He sees your hands, he sees your hearts this morning. He sees mine as well, but my hand lifted up. Heavenly Father, I pray now for all the hands that are up, Lord. You see the desperation, Father. You see that they yearn the kingdom this morning. Father, I pray right now where they stand, that the compassion of Jesus would flow over them now this morning, God. That as they start to take a step, that they would walk in that, Lord, oh Jesus. Walk in compassion. Walk in love this morning. Jesus. Because that's what you've called us to do this morning. Jesus, we worship you this morning. You are so worthy. You are so worthy, Lord. You are worthy of it all this morning. Jesus, we lift you up. We thank you for those hands, Lord. We thank you for the lives, Lord. We thank you for provision, Lord. You will feed us, Lord. You will heal us, Lord. Whatever we're going through, Jesus, I know you're going to step in this morning. Because you have stepped in my life, you can step in others too, Lord. That's the God that you are. Thank you for creating me with compassion, with purpose, Lord. Thank you for your love that flows over each and every one near us this morning, God. Bless us, Lord. Bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said,